Sort of continuing the theme, I suppose, we end today's edition of The World with a bitter taste in the mouth, but in a good way. Serious. Sweet and sour gets lots of attention in the food world, but bitter? Not so much. Food writer Jennifer McGlagan is out to change that in her new book. It's called Bitter, A Taste of the World's Most Dangerous Flavor. And McGlagan's interest started early.
When I was young, my mother used to always make me breakfast before I went to school, and she would always make, usually a part of that was fruit, like a half a grapefruit prepared and sprinkled with a little sugar. And I grew up in Melbourne, so Australia, so maybe that's a little different, because we didn't have, when I was a child, so a few years ago, we didn't have these pink and red and sweet grapefruit. Grapefruit for us always had a touch of bitterness. Well, here we are in New York in a pretty typical Chinese grocery store. It's got every kind of vegetable, fish, and fruit. But mainly when you think of bitter, it's the vegetable kingdom that you go to first. And it's interesting with the Chinese, as well as eating a lot of bitter vegetables, have a very long tradition of using bitter foods as medicines. And there's a lot of evidence to tell us that foods that are bitter are actually very, very good at first. They're full of phytochemicals and antioxidants, and that's really what we should be eating. We're right next to one of my favorite bitter vegetables, and that's a bitter gourd. It kind of looks like this wrinkly old cucumber. You know, it's not the world's most attractive, and the Indians also eat this too. They have one that's even less attractive that's got kind of these growths coming out of it. But I just love its taste. I love that bitterness. But to balance that bitterness, I mix it with something like fatty pork and chilies and a little lemon juice, and together it makes a great dish. Bitter is really the most interesting of tastes because, you know, there'll be some things that one person will think is extremely bitter and I won't find bitter at all. It's a range of flavors. It ranges, there's another right behind me here, is a celery. Now, people don't think of celery as bitter, but the leaves of celery are mildly bitter. Nothing like the bitter gourd, but they're absolutely a delightful addition to a salad. So instead of, you know, chopping those leaves and throwing them away, take them, wash them, and put them in a salad, and you'll get a nuance of bitterness. In the Anglo-Saxon world, especially in North America, we're very much geared towards sweetness. But the Italians, they love amaros, they love radicchio, and those bitter green lettuces. They use them all the time. But we seem to have, like, stayed away from them. There is that cultural difference between the appreciation of bitterness, I would say. And in Africa, too, there's a lot of African cultures that have this, like, it's like a spinach, a bitter leaf herb, and they cook it like spinach, and it's really quite bitter, and it's very, very good for you.
And that was Jennifer McGlagan, author of Bitter, A Taste of the World's Most Dangerous Flavor. She told her story to producer Alex Galifant. If you fancy a taste of bitter, we've got some great recipes at PRI.org.